أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لمن ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحادث العمام ولن يضيق رسول الله جاهك بي ولن يضيق رسول الله جاهك بي إذا الكريم تجلى باسم منتقم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا نفس لا تقنطي من ذلة عظمت إن الكبائر في الغفران كاللمام لعل رحمة ربي حين يقسمها لعل رحمة ربي حين يقسمها تأتي على حسب العصيان في القسام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأذن لسحب صلاة منك دائمة على النبي بمنهل ومنسجم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Most respected ulama, elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we shall be doing the summarized version of the 10th chapter, which is the last chapter of Qasida Burda. The 10th chapter of Qasida Burda comprises of 20 poems. The 10th chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Zikrul Munajat wa Arzil Hajat. The secret talk and presenting one's needs to someone that one confides in. Allama Busairi Rahmatullahi was very, very ill. He was sick. He was paralyzed. He was unable to move. It was a state of hopelessness, a state of complete despondency. In that state, he decided to write some poems in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the hope and with the means, with the wasila, to invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila. O you who believe, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inculcate in you Allah consciousness. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, in your public life, in your secret life, Allah is watching you. You are never ever alone. Inculcate within yourself that Allah consciousness. Be considerate of accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَبْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ And adopt a wasila. Adopt a means to get close to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this world of links and contacts, we adopt means for almost every single thing that we want. We want water, we in touch with the water department. We want electricity, we in touch with the electricity department. We want data, then we get in hold and we in touch with the networks. We link up with the networks. Whatever we want, we will adopt some means to achieve our wishes and our aspirations. Our greatest wish, our greatest desire, and there can't be any desire greater than that, is to get the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. For a person that wishes to understand the reality of life, his journey of life, end result of life and where you are going to, the mind can only be conditioned that I want the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. I come from Allah, I'm going to go to Allah. I came in the world with the will of Allah, I want to return to Allah with the pleasure of Allah. That is our wish and that is our desire. And in order to achieve that, the greatest means, the most effective means is the shafa'a and the closeness, the intercession, the intervention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Attach ourselves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand the life and the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will have that closeness to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua on our behalf to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Indeed, we'll find the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember, we use Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a wasila, as a means. We do not make dua to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua we only make to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is not jais to make dua to ghayrullah. That is kufr, that is shirk. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anyone comes to you, a person that is drowning in sins, a person that is infested and saturated in sins, in a state of despondency, he comes to you and he asks you to make istighfar for him. He requests you to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to ask Allah to forgive, because you have requested, because you have made istighfar on that person's behalf, and because of your closeness to Allah, indeed you'll find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to be most forgiving. The last chapter of Qasida Burda is divided into two portions. In the first portion, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi, he has like a secret talk. He pours his heart in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He presents his case to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the second part of the chapter, it is dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person is in a state of desperation, when you really need some help and assistance, when you think the entire world has forsaken you, and you just see that you're going down a deep tunnel, at that time and point, you would want to talk to someone, and you, somebody that you trust in, you want to confide in that person, and more so if you know that person really loves you, you will choose that person to talk to. Who is more closer to us than the Rasul of Allah? And this is in the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states, النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The Nabi of Allah is more closer to the believers than what the believers are to their own selves. Sometimes we think we are very close to us. We think we love our own selves. But the reality is, the Rasul of Allah loves us than what we love our own selves. When a person is in a state of desperation, sometimes it is health related, sometimes it is wealth related, sometimes it is society related, sometimes it is political related, and there is no solution. You need to confide in someone. So Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh here confides in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pours his heart over to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second part, then he finally turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and asks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to fulfill his hajat and to fulfill his needs. So we'll go through some of the poems very, very quickly, and then we will conclude with that. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi commences and he says, Ya akram al khalq, ma li man aludhu bihi siwaka inda hudus al hadis al amami. He addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the depth of his heart and he says, O honorable, O most honorable creation, I do not have anyone to help me and assist me on that day when there will be an overwhelming grief and problem. Referring to a day of Qiyamah. He wants the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And that is what you and I also want. And we make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah is a very horrific day. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. O you who believe, fear your Rabb. Have consciousness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in your heart. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. The tremor of the day of Qiyamah is a major event. Allah further states in the Quran Kareem, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَذَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Painting a picture of the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, it is that day that you'll see when a woman is pregnant, out of the fear of the day of Qiyamah, she will miscarry, she will drop her pregnancy. A woman is breastfeeding a child, and we know how close a mother is to her breastfeeding child. She will abandon her child. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see people intoxicated. But really they are not intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. It is the effect of the punishment and the azab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the Isha Salat, the Imam Sahib recited, Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah, yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farash al-mabathuth, wa takunu al-jibal kal-ihn al-manfush. That day when it's going to pierce your heart. وَمَا أَذْرَكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. And what will make you understand what is the reality of that, what is going to pierce your heart? يَوْمَ تَكُونُ النَّاسِ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. On that day, people will be like scattered moths, like butterflies. Millions of people, Allah says, you look at them on the day of Qiyamah, it will be just like butterflies. And you look at this huge, gigantic, powerful mountains, they will just be like carded wool. So Allama Busairi commences painting a picture of the day of Qiyamah. That's the day we want the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes on further to state, وَلَيَّذِيقَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ جَاهُكَ بِي إِذَا الْكَرِيمُ تَجَلَّى بِإِسْمِ مُنْتَقِمِ. O Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, your lofty position will never decrease if you intercede for me on that day when Kareem, referring to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when Allah will dominate with his quality of revenge on the day of Qiyamah. فَإِنَّ مِنْ جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَذَرَّتِهَا وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. Allama Busairi praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, it is from your generosity, the world and its counterpart, the hereafter. In order to understand these poems, you need to understand the context of expression of love. Otherwise, the existence of the world and the hereafter, it is purely with the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And it is from your knowledge, the knowledge of the sacred tablet and the qalam, the lawh-e mahfuz. Again, it is our aqidah, it is our belief that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Yes, indeed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that amount of knowledge that nobody else had. So Allama Busairi praises the great extent of the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, from that condition of fear, he changes to hope. Remember, our iman is bain al-khawfi wa raja. Whilst we have fear, we also have hope. We don't only have fear. When you have fear, it creates despondency in a person. And we also don't only have hope, because hope only, it creates complacency in a person. So we go between them two, between khawf and raja. So he says, لَعَلَّ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي حِينَ يَقْسِمُهَا تَأْتِي عَلَى حَسْبِ الْعِسْيَانِ فِي الْقَسَمِ. See, although on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be very angry, but I'm hopeful that maybe on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He will distribute His rahmat and His mercy, He will give me rahmat and mercy equivalent to my guna. We are drowning in sins, and we thought we will get punished. But look at the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Maybe Allah will convert the sins into rahmat and mercy and forgive us. And may Allah make every one of us among those people. And then he further makes dua, Ya Rab, اجعل رجائي غير منعكسي لديك واجعل حسابي غير منخرمي. He making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, You make my hopes irreversible. Don't make my hopes reversible. What I want from You, fulfill it and accomplish it. And make my hisab, my accountability without any loss when I stand before You. وَالْتُفْ بِعَبْدِكَ فِي الدَّارَيْنِ إِنَّ لَهُ صَبْرًا مَتَى تَدَعُهُ الْأَهْوَالُ يَنْهَزِمُ. He's making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's coming, it's a climax. And understand, he's in a state of despondency. He's sick and ill. Body cannot move. Totally paralyzed. And now, from his worldly challenge, he's worried about his challenge of the akhirat, and he says, O Allah, be kind upon your slave in both the worlds. Remove the challenges of the world, remove the challenges of the akhirat. For indeed, when challenges faces me, then I do not have any patience. And that is probably with every one of us. When we are really challenged in life, sometimes it is as though we do not have any patience. So he presents his case, his weakness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah, when I do not have any patience, you have mercy upon me and be kind upon me. And lastly, he concludes this qasida burda, and he says, إِذَنْ لِصُحْبَةِ صَلَاةٍ مِّنْكَ دَائِمًا عَلَى النَّبِيِّ بِمُنْهَلِّ وَالْمُنْسَجِمِ. He says, O Allah, permit the clouds of durood and salawat to pour permanently upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much of durood and salawat, as though it's a cloud of rain coming out, that amount of durood and salawat, let it pour upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then, according to some versions of Qasida Burda, it ends off with, ثُمَّ الرَّضَىٰ عَنْ أَبِي بَكَرْ وَعُمَرْ وَعَلِي وَعُثْمَانْ ذِي الْكَرَمِ. And may you be happy with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the honorable. He concludes with the Khulafai Rashideen, and we believe Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Jama'ah, that is the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our introduction, I have mentioned Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh. In the dream, he presented this ash'ar to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted him or placed on him a shawl. The word shawl in Arabic is burda, and that is why it is called the poem of the shawl or qasida burda. And when he woke up in the morning, his paralysis finished, he was completely cured, and he was able to walk around. He presented this ash'ar with that zeal, that enthusiasm, with a great amount of hope, praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and finally, from the depth of his heart, from the last string of his heart, from the cornerstone of his heart, he presents his case to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one of the great lessons we learn from this Qasida Burda, that our aqidah, our belief is, Amantu billahi wa balaikatihi wa kutubihi, that we bring iman on Allah, on the last day, on the kitab, on the rasul, wal qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. Taqdeer, destiny, good and bad, everything is from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put conditions in life for us to test us. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Good and bad comes, Allah wants to test our iman. And our first response to the challenges of life should be not just to complain. Submission, subjugation. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Tafweez, hand yourself over to Allah. Allah put me in this condition, I'm accepting whatever condition Allah has put me in. And the greatest ibadat, an ibadah that is worth more than thousands of rakat of nafil namaz, is for a person to submit to the will of Allah. Raza bil qada. Whatever condition Allah has put me in, I'm happy with that condition. And the second attitude should be, in your challenging times, turn and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From the depth of your heart. Who of us don't go through conditions in life? There's not a single person. Somebody goes to health related, somebody wealth related, somebody goes family related. Different type of problem every single person has. No person should laugh at the next person, and no person should mock the next person. Everybody should be worried about himself and turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in the challenging moments of our life, we should try to inculcate one habit in us to make dua. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You call unto me, make dua to me, I will definitely respond to your call. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah gives us hope that we are more closer to you than your own jugular vein. How close is our vein to our bodies? But even more closer to that, to our veins, is Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Make muraqabah of this verse. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَاتِ. Allah is all hearing. Allah is close by. Allah listens to our call. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, الدُّعَى هُوَ الْإِبَادَةِ. To make dua, that itself is an act of ibadat. Sometimes we think, making nafil namaz, that's ibadat. Tilawat, that is ibadat. Yes, it is ibadat. But taking out your time and lifting your hands and making dua, pouring your heart to Allah, that's a great act of ibadat. And your expression is such, I'm helpless, Allah, you're the master, you have all power in you, I got no power, you do whatever you want to do. We hand ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. There's nothing more honorable in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than a person making dua. And in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained how powerful is dua. La yuraddu al-qadha illa al-du'a. Had there be anything that changes taqdeer, it is dua. And in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives somebody the tawfiq to make dua, then understand Allah has opened the door of rahmat for that person. Allah wants to bless that person. So if we want to be blessed, and we want to know that we are blessed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, take out time and lift up your hand and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Inna rabbakum hayyun kareem. Allah is alive, Allah is most honorable. يَسْتَحْيِ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ. When a person lifts up his hand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah feel ashamed, أَيَّرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا. To send the person back empty-handed. Sometimes when we see beggars on the street, every time to say him, no, 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 sometimes you feel guilty, you have to give him something. You feel bad. Or sometimes if you don't have something, you feel, no, next time probably you should have something to give that person. And then you see how a beggar, how he conducts himself. He will apply every trick in the book to soften your heart. He will say you something. Some of them will have some kind of placard or some kind of statement. All that just so that to appeal to you to take out few pennies from your pocket to give. What should our attitude to be by Allah when Allah got all the treasures of the dunya and the akhirah pay? How much more are we supposed to be begging Allah more than what a beggar in the street begs from us? Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And remember, the greatest thing we should ask for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to give us husna khatama. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'da al maut. Allah, you give us barakah at the time of our death. At the time of our death, Allah must grant us tawfiq to say the kalima la ilaha illallah. Wa fima ba'da al maut. And after we die, Allah must give us an honorable death. Allah must make our qabr a garden of paradise. Allah must raise us on the day of qiyamah with the abrar and the salihin. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He must forgive us when we stand before Him and grant us entrance into Jannah bi ghayri al-hisab. And this is the greatest dua we should be making. وَرِدْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the pleasure of Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Allah, we want your ridha. Oh Allah, we want jannah. We make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these sessions of qasida, burda. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put into our hearts the deepest love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most importantly, that our lives but exemplify the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives but exemplify the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the speech of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala must grant every one of us the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله والصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الملك القدوس لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تهنن على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة والله يو رحيم الله يو كريم الله يو غفور الله يو تواب يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام الله يو شكور الله يو كريم الله يو رحيم الله او ما رحيم كريم حليم عظيم غفور الله forgive each and every sin of ours الله every single sin of ours يا الله please forgive it او ما كريم الله الله we turn towards you on this Mubarak night يا الله we turn towards you in your house in a masjid we turn towards you او الله after doing the qasida burda and seeking the shafaat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, please forgive us. Forgive every single sin of ours. Forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive the sin that we have committed deliberately. Forgive the sin that we have committed mistakenly. Allah, please, Allah, forgive every single sin of ours. Oh, Makarim, Allah, we are very, very ashamed for all our sins that we have committed. Allah, please, Kareem, Allah. Allah, if you do not forgive us, what will become of us, oh Allah? Allah, we turn towards you. Oh Allah, you have told in the Quran Kareem, Ud'uni astajib. We should make dua to you. You will answer us. Allah, you have told in the Quran Kareem, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah, you have given us hope in the Quran Kareem. Allah, you have said in the Quran Kareem, لَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ That we should not be despondent of your rahmat and your mercy. Oh my Rahim, Kareem, Allah, forgive every single sin of ours. Allah, please do not look at our weaknesses and shortcomings. Oh Allah, please do not look at our sins. Oh Allah, please do not look at our weaknesses. Allah, look at how our hearts are focused on your unlimited rahmat and your mercy. Oh my Kareem Allah, you forgive us out of your karam, out of your fadal, out of your grace, out of your mercy. Allah, please forgive our mothers. Allah, please forgive our fathers. Please forgive our wives. Allah, please forgive our awlad. Oh Allah, please forgive our brothers and our sisters. Forgive the people of our community. People, forgive the people of our country. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kareem Allah. Allah, in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people that are ill, those people that are sick, Allah, you grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Oh, Makareem, Allah, grant them the himmat and courage to overcome the various challenges of life. Allah, those people that are having marriage-related problems, grant them, oh Allah,
peace, understanding and tolerance, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, grant the husbands the tawfiq and hidayat to overlook and tolerate the wives. Ya Allah, make the wives obedient to the husbands. Ya Allah, grant them tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to fulfill the hukuk of the husband. Allah, as parents, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to fulfill the hukuk of our awlad. O Allah, teach us how to nurture our awlad. O Allah, make our awlad the coolness of our eyes. Allah, make the awlad the coolness of our eyes. Allah, please forgive us for weakness and shortcoming. O my Rahim, Kareem, Allah, you help us and assist us in the various challenges of our life. Allah, those people that are having income-related problems, wealth-related problems, Allah, you grant them halal, tayyib, rizq, O my Kareem, Allah. O Allah, grant the tawfiq and hidayah to fulfill the hukuk of fellow human beings. Allah, remove hasad from us. Ya Allah, make us such that we are conscious of the hukuk and the rights of people. Oh Allah, if we make us such that if we cannot do good to people, Allah, we do not harm the people as well. Oh Allah, please save us and protect us. Ya Allah, those people that have been hurt in our lives, Allah, you compensate them on our behalf. Forgive us, oh Allah, and absolve us from that burden and the day of Qiyamah. Oh Makarim Allah, look after the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, wherever deedi work is taking place, in whichever form is taking place, Allah, you save it from zahiri and batini fitna. Save it from zahiri batini fitna. Ya Allah, look after our madrasas, look after our masajid, look after the darul ulum, look after the work of da'wat and tabligh, look after the khanqas, look after the ulama, look after the mashayikh. Ya Allah, grant everyone the tawfiq and hidayah to be sensitive to the hukuk of each other, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, save us from our nafs, save us from the shaitan, save us from the deception of the nafs, save us from the shaitan, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the path of the sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, make us pure-hearted, clean-hearted, O Makarim Allah. Allah, tu dil se ghairullah ko nikal de. Allah, dil se ghairullah ko nikal de. Allah, hamare dilon ke andar mein, Allah, teri muhabbat ko abad farma. Ya Allah, ghairullah ko dil se nikal de. Ya Allah, remove that dirt, remove that filth, remove that malice, remove that enmity, remove that animosity from our hearts. Allah, change the compass of our hearts. Change the compass of our hearts. Change the compass of our hearts. Allah, we want you from you, Allah. We do not have anything, Allah, but we want you. Allah, if we got you, we got everything. Allah, if we got everything, we don't have you, we got nothing. Allah, O Makarim Allah, fulfill our hearts and desires with your love and your muhabbat, O Makarim Allah. Grant us the realization of life, the purpose of life, the objective of life. Oh, Makarim Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Put your love deep down in our hearts, oh Makarim Allah. Put the love of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, oh Makarim Allah. Let every aspect of our life exemplify the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, Makarim Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki tu bharpoor hifadat farma. Haramain Sharifain ki tu hifadat farma. Ya Allah, open the doors for us to go to Haramain Sharifain. Allah, is now gone too long, O Makarim Allah. We want to be there, O Makarim Allah. Take us there, Allah. Allah, remove, Allah, forgive us for weakness and shortcoming. O Makarim Allah, forgive us, Allah. Allah, to hum sab ko husn khatma naseeb farma. Allah, at the time of our mouth, O Allah, you have mercy upon us, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a respectable and honorable death, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq in right to make khidmat of deen till the last breath and last moment of our life. Allah, do not deprive us, O Makarim Allah. Allah, do not, Ya Allah, because of a weakness shortcoming, do not take away the ni'mat that you have given us, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, you increase your ni'mat and your bounties upon us, O Makarim Allah. Allah, la ghina bi an barakatik. La ghina bi an barakatik. Ya Allah, we are not independent of your rahmat and your barakah, O Allah. Allah, we want more and more of it, O Makarim Allah. The greatest thing we want from you, O Allah, is you. The greatest thing we want from you, O Allah, is your ridwan. O Makarim Allah, grant us your ridwan, your pleasure. Allahumma inna nasaluka ridaka wal jannah. Allahumma inna nasaluka ridaka wal jannah. O Allah, grant every one of us husna khatima. O Makarim Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr. Azab-e-qabr se tu hume bacha. E Allah, tere azab ke sehne ke hamare andar taqat nahi hai. E Allah, Ya Allah, hamare qabron ko jannat ke baghon mein se ek bagh bana de. Ya Allah, the day of qiyamah when we stand before you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki shafaat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mubarak haathon se hauz e kauthar ka jaam, Ya Allah, tu naseeb farma de. O Allah, Ya Allah, when the day of qiyamah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam see us, Ya Allah, let him be happy with us. Let Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not be displeased with us, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, when we stand before you, Ya Allah, tu humse aasan hisab lena. Ya Allah, do not make don't scrutinize us. For Allah, if you have to scrutinize anyone, O Allah, uska koi thekana nahi hoga. Ya Allah, jannat mein aaja, dakhla bagheer hisab to inayat farma. O Makarim Allah, جنت کے اندر اے اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی رفاقت اے اللہ تو نصیب فرما, اے اللہ اے اللہ دیر اشعار ان دس پوئٹری اف قصیدہ بردا ان دی پریز اف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ وی ہیو ڈن, اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے اس کو قبول فرما دے, اے اللہ تو قبول فرما دے, اے اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کی اتباع کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے, تیری محبت تیرے رسول کی محبت اے اللہ تو ہماری دلوں کے اندر میں تو ڈال دے, اے اللہ ایکسپٹ اور دعا ان دی توفیل اف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اے اللہ وٹ ایور وشز اینڈ ڈیزائر aspirations, all the people that are here and all the people that are listening to the program, whatever are the jaiz, hajat and need, the wishes and the aspiration, Allah, you know it, oh Allah, you fulfill all the wishes and desires, oh Allah, all those people that are requested for du'as, oh Makarim Allah, oh Allah, or those people that we have a haq to make du'a for them, or those people have expectation that we will make du'a for them, Allah, tu un sab ke jaiz, hajat, murado ko janta hai, Allah, tu unki jaiz, hajat, aur murado ko Allah, tu puri farma de, Allah, accept our du'a, ان التفيل نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.